sure we're going to have a walk and talk to you around because you're a busy bird, but great to be here at the Bill Corp Cup Grand Final, and a great privilege to present the inaugural Fillmore Medal. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's a huge honour. I think that put so much into the game, but I think that this competition's it's only in its infancy, but you can just see the quality coming through, and to get the recognition from the ARU with the Fillmore Medal, it's just a massive honour, massive privilege, and I'm flattered to be recognised in this way.
And also, it's taking you no less than an hour to get out of the car park, man, because you're still popular 10 years after you retired.
it's kind of funny, isn't it? But, I think country rugby's, you know, such an important part of Australian rugby, and, you know, to bring games to the country, and, you know, kids in the country, on farms, in towns, etc., they watch rugby as much as anyone else, and it's so important to bring the game back to the country, and I think tonight was a great way to do it.
Of course, earlier this year you were up in Bawarana, and tell us of your fantastic refereeing exploits, and just how some of the ex-players have to, you know, really help the country out, because we're producing all these fantastic players, as we've had such a great year with the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, but also, you know, throughout the grades you would have played there, not only at Sydney Uni but also at the Waratahs.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of talent that's come. A huge amount of talent that comes out through country and through country rugby, and, you know, through the school system. The players that don't go to schools in the capital cities, but are talented enough to come to the town and play club rugby, and then I guess go from there. But, you know, you go across all the Super Rugby provinces within Australia, and there's a huge representation from country in those provinces, and it's so important to keep that representation going, and there's just, you know, such a huge amount of talent out here in the country.
Of course, you had a team tag there with some bloke called George Smith back in your day, and very similar now with some bloke called Dave Pocock and Michael Hooper. It must feel a bit surreal to watch those guys at work.
Yeah, look, it's great to watch it. It's, they complement each other so well. I think, yeah, Pocock's obviously so hard on the ball and very good defensively, and Hooper's such a great attacking player, and his speed, and just how much energy he brings to the team. So I really, really enjoyed watching those two play with each other, and a lot of people question whether they can go alongside each other and start, but you just look at what came out of last year's Rugby World Cup and the success they had there, and, you know, it's certainly a good combination.
Are you staggered that your mate George Smith is backing up for his 20th year for the St George Bank Queensland Reds, and tell us where you keep all your Wallaby jumpers and your Wallaby cap.
Yeah, look, I think it's great to see George putting back into Australian rugby. I mean, he's probably been, you know, if he's not one of the best Wallabies ever, then, you know, he's been a huge contributor to the game. And to see him come back, he's probably one of the most durable players to ever play the game. Doesn't get injured much, and, you know, he's just been in Japan. Then he goes to London and he wins the European the championship player of the tournament. In regards to my Wallaby jerseys and that, I think they're back at in Sydney at Mum and Dad's place, but try and get them out and put them to good use, and, you know, sort of down at the junior rugby club there at Narrabeen Tigers and Warringah Juniors and Sydney Uni, and I think my Wallaby cap's it's safely away in a cabinet in a room at my Mum and Dad's, and something I always keep a close eye on.
Yeah, Sydney University, you want a swag of shoot shields there at the club with the Tim Davidsons and the very, very modest Tom Carter. They must have been special days as well. And how do you feel about this fixed issue between club and also the Bill Corp Cup?
But they can absolutely coexist. And, you know, I think if you have the club rugby competition, you know, in Brisbane and in Sydney and in the other national cities, you know, as long as the timing's right, and this Bill Corp NRC is a shorter tournament, which it is, you know, 6-7 weeks, and I think it's a good way to recognise the performers in club rugby. And
what do you do with yourself now? You're working at the Commonwealth Bank making a huge largesse, and do you regret not maybe having a bit of a lash overseas like your mate George did?
It's one of those funny things. You hang them up and go into something else, which is what I did, or do you continue to play and go overseas? And I chose the former, and look, I've been very happy with the transition. I think it's it put so much into the game for so long. You know, I think mentally I was probably a little bit tired, and I would have been doing myself an injustice to go over and try and do the same overseas without that real stimulation. So I've enjoyed the transition. I think Commonwealth Bank's a fantastic company, and I think that the people you meet through rugby enables you to grow yourself outside of playing rugby, but still connected with the game.